Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
Hello again. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. It's time to learn and improve your American English skills and hear about interesting developments from around the world. We come to you 7 days each week, and we always present our stories in ways that are easy to understand if you are learning English. We speak a little bit slower than normal and use words that are easy to understand. Today we have a special program for you. It concerns American leaders in two important areas. A new study confirms what most people already know. American women are still far behind American men in taking top leadership jobs in business and politics. The Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C. produced the study. Ann Ball tells us about the findings.
Pew researchers found that most Americans believe women have the right qualities to be leaders, but they say women may still not be hired into leadership positions.
On the one hand, the public thinks that women are just as qualified as men to be in top leadership positions in business and in government. On the other hand, the public feels that it's easier for men to get those jobs. And the public is also skeptical that things are going to change in the future, particularly on the business front.
Kim Parker directs social trends at the Pew Research Center. She says the new study found that Americans think men and women have the same intelligence and ability to create new things. But Americans think women and men have some different abilities. For instance, they believe women are especially good at finding compromises. In other words, women can find ways for people to agree or at least accept solutions. The study also found Americans see women as more compassionate and organized leaders than men. Americans also believe women are better leaders for social issues, such as education and health care. But Americans see men as better leaders on national defense and security. In the business world, Americans say women still have challenges at the top. Sally Krawcheck would know. She held top jobs at leading financial companies such as Smith Barney and Merrill Lynch Wealth Management.
I never saw overt gender discrimination when I was at these companies. When I was at Bank of America and Citi, which own Merrill and Smith Barney, but I certainly did see a lot of individuals making choices about promotions or people to move ahead or new projects to give in which the recipients were people who look a lot like themselves.
In 2008, the financial company Citigroup dismissed Ms. Krawcheck from her top-level job. Ms. Krawcheck says that for years she had said she was not fired because she was a woman. Now, she says maybe that is possible, because, she explains, she wanted to solve a problem in a different way than the rest of the other leaders, all of whom were men. In time, the other leaders accepted her plan, but the company later dismissed her. Ms. Krawcheck says women often have different approaches than men, and they have different strengths. As a result, she says, teams that include a variety of people are better.
The power of diversity, diversity of all kinds, diversity of gender, of color, of thought, of perspective, that those are additive, and the diverse teams are actually so powerful that they outperform more intelligent teams.
Sally Krawcheck now heads two companies. One company, called Elevate, connects women with each other and supports their professional and financial success. She says her company is an important part of a bigger trend. People around the world, she says, are talking about how important female leaders are.
We are having an absolutely amazing global conversation about the positive impact of the economic and financial engagement of women.
In another study, the Pew Research Center compared the number of women in the U.S. legislature to the number of women in similar positions in other developed nations. The study found the U.S. was in the lower half. Drew DeSilver is a senior writer for Pew.
We stand at about at almost exactly 20% of the membership of the House and Senate are women. And that would put the United States in about 29th place out of 49 countries studied, tied with the Czech Republic and Saudi Arabia.
Even getting to that 20% of the Congress has taken a long time, Mr. DeSilver says.
It's taken almost a century for the United States to go from one woman, from the very first woman in Congress, to having 20%. Of women in Congress, and that most of the increase has taken place in the last 20 years.
When it comes to women in high-level presidential cabinet jobs, America has done better. Now, close to one-third of President Obama's advisors in his cabinet are women. That percentage places the United States at 13 among the 49 countries studied. But of course, America has yet to elect a woman president. In contrast, women have served as president or prime minister in countries from Great Britain to Brazil, from Israel to India, and Ireland to Argentina. Researcher Drew DeSilver says in some parts of the world, such as in Scandinavia, political parties are required to nominate an equal number of women and men. Therefore, women and men can hold an equal number of seats in the parliament. Such requirements can help women reach more cabinet-level positions as well. The U.S. has no similar requirements for political parties, but even so, Pew researchers found most Americans think they will see a woman president in their lifetimes. Some observers say that person might be Hillary Clinton. While it is difficult to predict the future, Professor Larry Sabato from the University of Virginia Center for Politics said in January he thinks Hillary Clinton will run for president with the Democratic Party.
She's a heavy, heavy favorite to be the Democratic nominee. She hasn't formally announced. Some people think she might not run. That would be an enormous shock. I think she will run. She will be the nominee.
With or without a woman president, an increasing number of women in the U.S. are already serving in their state legislatures. And researcher Kim Parker says that across the country, more women than men hold managerial and professional jobs. In time, those women may also rise to the top in politics and business. I'm Ann Ball.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Now that you have heard Ann's story, it's time for you to print the words using your computer and save the audio as a podcast. That way you can go back and read it again and practice speaking American English. You are listening to VOA, the Voice of America. Let's get together again tomorrow.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Taiwan's annual university admissions tests are taking place this week. Tens of thousands of students are trying to give the right answers to math and language questions. High scores permit students to enter the top schools. However, these tests will not be in place for much longer. The current examinations require that students memorize facts in high school classes. They do not test critical thinking or creative problem-solving abilities. Officials in Taiwan plan to change the admissions test to also measure imagination and the ability to innovate. Taiwanese officials see the progress China and South Korea are making in the information technology field. By comparison, Taiwan is losing technology business. There is concern that younger people are afraid of the risk of starting a company or inventing something. The Ministry of Education wants to encourage young Taiwanese to innovate. So it will begin a new selection process for university students. They hope the best schools will start to accept people with new business ideas. The new admissions policy will take effect in 2018. It will include personal interviews with interested students. The ministry wants high school graduates to show they excelled outside of class. Ma Xiangping is the ministry's deputy director for higher education. She told VOA the new exam system will look for people interested in invention or starting businesses. She said Taiwan will lose competitiveness if all the inventing is done in other countries. She said the ministry hopes new admissions policies will reshape the 12-year public education system. She said it should not focus only on memorization of facts, but also on the growth of other skills. Ms. Ma said that the written admissions test should be used only to show that a student has basic knowledge. Chang Wei-chun is a third-year law student at Ming Chuan University in Taipei. The student said Taiwan's educational reforms should carry into higher education. Chang Wei-chun said that officials should promote innovation in classes at universities. The student said many students will not risk doing inventive work because their university education remains traditional. Taiwan is dependent largely on high-tech exports. The Swiss Business School, International Institute for Management Development, IMD, made a list of the most competitive countries in 2014. Taiwan was at number 13, but Singapore was number 3, and Hong Kong was number 4. These numbers worry Taiwanese officials. About 300,000 students graduate each year from the almost 150 universities in Taiwan. The results of this year's exams will decide the admissions of 146,000 people. Many are seeking admission to the 10 highest-rated schools. I'm Jill Robbins.